following program is brought to you in living color.
Hello, and welcome to the newest episode of London Night Show.
Whatever.
Kelly here with Mark.
What's up, Kelly?
As always.
Happy New Year.
What's new with you? Yeah, Happy New Year to you. Woo-hoo. As well. And actually, it's good timing for recording this because this aired on January 3rd, 1959.
That's crazy.
And the this that I'm talking about is what?
Wait, I didn't hear what you just said.
I said the this that I'm talking about is what?
The this?
Doctor.
Oh, I thought I was missing like a different joke. I'm like looking through the notes really fast. I'm like,
I was just like, I was like, oh, it's actually good timing for this because it aired on January 3rd. And then I realized I didn't say what we were even talking about. This is what? And then I was waiting for you to be like, what show?
Where is the devil woman?
Because I think that you just realized like 30 seconds ago what show we're talking about.
It's true.
Well, you watched it. You just didn't like, series was called, which is a show that only had one season, as I learned when I was looking into it.
Yeah.
It's called Frontier Doctor. So it was 1958 to 1959, had one season with 39 episodes, because this was back when shows had actually a lot of episodes in a season.
Mm-hmm.
And why is this on Landon Nation? Because Michael Landon was in it in this episode.
No. I do have a question here, and I'm kind of quickly going onto IMDb to see if it kind of overlaps, but wasn't he on Bonanza at this point?
Bonanza started in 1959, did it not? I want to say Bonanza was 1959.
Yeah, 59, yeah.
So this, since this, okay, January 3rd, 1959, and I'm thinking Bonanza probably started, that fall season? So this was probably, like, right before Bonanza.
Yeah, I gotta say, 1958 and 59 was very busy for Michael Landon. Like, a lot more busy than I expected here. There must be 25 things. Were you aware of this? He was in many things. We have to dig these up.
Just getting his name out there, and then he finally landed the role. I mean, I don't know, like, just sort of like working until he finally, like, you know, fell into something that was like, you know, steady
work. So
but yeah,
we
should dig some of this stuff up, and he is very young looking in it. It's crazy because he's so, like, obviously looks like himself, you know, mm-hmm. but like he's so young looking, and it's kind of surprising. Yeah, I think actually is very good looking, you know, like at this age,
he's a good looking kid. Like, you know, it's, you can see why he got picked from that gas station. Plus he's like 23 here, which is,
yeah.
Nuts.
And it's like, I think he's very attractive in this episode. I just like, when I saw the picture, I was like, wow, he's like good looking. And like, why I sort of emphasize, like, I think he's very attractive here is that, like, I have, okay. So like Michael Landon, I know a lot of like women like totally think he's like really hot and, you know, like have like these crushes on Paul. And like, while I can see like how he is like handsome, mm-hmm. he's like not really like, you know, never really did it for me personally, even though like sometimes, but, you know, like I do think like I can see like why people think he's like really good looking. And I mean, like, I don't think that he's like not good looking, if you know what I mean, but oh my gosh, like he's totally like
the way I look at it, I think it's a very similar way. I mean, we look at like Pa, right? And it's like, he's a really handsome guy. Right. But here he is, he's a kid, you know, essentially he's a kid. And he's good looking in a different way too. He's very youthful. He's always been kind of youthful, but this, he's like a kid. So I think he's been good looking his whole life. It looks like, son of a bitch.
Yeah. When I first saw him in this, I was just sort of like, dang, he's like actually looking pretty good. Like
his acting isn't so great, in my opinion, in this. But I'm going to play the intro to Frontier.
Oh, and by the way, I'll just throw in like why we even became aware of this.
Yes.
So our other podcast, Dr. Quincast, one of our longtime listeners of that podcast, her name is Julie Bixby, messaged Mark that she had been watching this, and she was like, oh, someone that you and Kelly like are in it. So then
here we are.
We're like, oh, that's pretty cool. We should talk about it. So I don't know if Julie Bixby ever listens to this podcast at all or not. But I'm going to send it to her. Oh, yeah. Just because we mentioned you on here.
I was going back and forth with her a little bit today, and I sent her a, because she said Happy Hanukkah, because it's coming soon. And I sent her a, because she's a big Star Trek fan. And I sent her a menorah that's in the shape of the SS Enterprise, which is, I think, really out there. But, you know, you can maybe get some Trekkies to, like, convert to Judy.
I was going
to
say, this is, like, some, like, elite level of nerd.
I'm trying to get Julie. I'm trying to get her to convert. So. It's not working.
But anyway, so, like, that was actually, it was pretty cool. Yeah. I was, like, I'd never heard of this show. So, I mean, am I compelled to keep watching this show after this episode?
Yes.
Not really, but I mean, like, it was cool to see him as, like, you know, a young guy and, and kind of one of his roles, like, before he became really famous. So it's, like, kind of perfect for Landon Nation. But that being said, if anybody out there has seen Michael Landon in something, you know, something like this, just, like, some one-off role or whatever that we maybe have never seen or whatever, if you just reach out and let us know, we'll find the episode and we'll be happy to talk about it.
I gotta say, there's a couple things. So Frontier Doctor is played by Rex Allen, which is such a cool name. Rex Allen.
Is that his birth name? Rex?
Yeah, that's his name. Rex. What is that short for? Rex. R-E-X. Rex.
I don't know. Is it short for something? Or, like, is it just... is Rex short for something?
Ask the box of knowledge.
It's often short for Reginald, Rexford, or Rexman.
Oh, that's made up. Rexford's not even a real name. Ooh,
yeah, I don't know.
Rexington. How about that? Rexington. Well,
this is that AI overview thing that Google does. So how can you even trust
it? Just adds an ington to any word. It's short for this.
Yeah.
Is Mark short for something? It's Markington. Kelly.
And then
Kelly
Rex. Rex is, yeah, so I guess Rexford. So Wikipedia says short for Rexford or Reginald.
Like,
who names their kid Rexford? Rexford. Have to know. I just have to know.
Somebody with the last name of Hatford. Rexford Hatford.
Okay, so, like, I mean, because, like, Reginald is kind of, like, a normal name, yeah, I guess.
I know a Reginald.
So Rex, I guess, is kind of, like, a cool nickname for Reginald. Sure. I could live with that. But, like, Rexford, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, as we get people who are named Rex listening to the show getting really pissed off at us.
Well... hey, we just said that Rex was kind of cool. Yeah. I said Rexford. But, I mean, I guess maybe if it's short for Rexford, maybe they'll be mad.
How dare you? How dare you?
Well, if any Rexes are out there listening and we've pissed you off.
It's pudding day at the asylum, and they put it down to go to the get online to send us an email. So, let's see. We also have a character in this named Hank Butt.
Yeah.
Whatever.
B-U-T-T-S and everything. Hank Butt.
Well, and then speaking of Hank, which the clip that you're playing obviously is Hank.
What name?
Dr. Quinn. Hank. yeah, so all these Dr. Quinnisms. It's just like when we did a Christmas spark. Yeah. It's so funny that we keep going on, like, all these, like, talking about all these shows that are not Dr. Quinn and they all have Hanks. But a lot of things about this actually made me think of... like, it was funny for something that Michael Landon is in, like, how many things made me think of Dr. Quinn about it.
Sure.
One being that there's a Hank. The title of the episode is called Shadows of Bellstar, which there's baby outlaws.
Yeah, we have our own Bellstar.
Where we have a Bellstar appearance. Although this episode, unless I totally missed it, I'm not totally clear on why it's called Shadows of Bellstar.
What I was thinking it might mean is that the guy, like, these guys are as bad as Bellstar was.
See, I was thinking it was probably something like that, but I was like, honestly, this seems sort of like a stretch. I don't know if in like 1959, if like kind of the old West thing was still big enough that people would just sort of commonly have known like about her and made the connection, but it kind of seems a little bit out there.
Or maybe, I mean, there were 14 other episodes. Maybe Bellstar was part of
another episode. That is true. This is just like an isolated episode of this show that we watched.
But here's the intro to this pretty dramatic episode, where I wish it was Kevin Hagen in this wagon. That would be really great. Out and tear, Doctor. You know, the sets, what is that thing flying? The sets also feel like Dr. Quinn a little bit. I was wondering, I guess it's possible these were the same sets. Didn't they use those sets? Like, didn't they use old sets in Dr. Quinn? I know they were used in other movies.
Yeah, I know about some other stuff that they were in, but...
I just don't know.
When the West was young, so were many of its bad men. Billy the Kid was famous, but there were others just as young, just as vicious. There were all...
That guy fell off that wagon.
What?
Right?
Okay, so I was just going to say, like, for this intro thing, like, what a weird, weird intro. Like, why is there a stagecoach tipping over as part of the intro? I don't know. I don't get it.
Because of Billy the Kid.
Also youngsters who might have turned killer, but for help at the right moment.
This is such a throwback to, this is a very dated intro. And I know a lot of people are like, well, what do you expect? Look at it. You know, it's from 1959. But even 1959 standards were different. This is such a throwback to like the 30s, like the serials that were on the radio.
Right. So you totally kind of went into something that I was thinking when I was watching this. And like, I mean, I've seen a lot of old TV shows, right? As you know, like from the 50s and from the 60s and stuff. Okay. So like the 50s television, like the quality kind of was like, okay, like this just seems so like
unpreserved.
Yeah. But I mean, like, so shows in the 50s like were better quality than this,
right?
You know, like this just, I don't know if this was just really like low budget.
This is 10 or if years were, like, before Woodstock,
or know? If they're like kind of doing this on purpose. But like, think about like I Love Lucy going on. Like,
oh, it's totally, know? Yeah. I mean,
it's like the quality is like so much better. So, like, I don't know if it is just, like, really low budget or if they were kind of going for some, like, really, like, weird kind of, like, campy throwback type thing.
Yeah, it's a poor transfer. I mean, we're literally looking at something that, in my opinion, was videoed off of a screen. You could see, like, the negative edges. And it's really blurry. And I found a better copy than the one we had because we were missing dialogue.
Rex Allen stars as the Frontier Doctor.
Any relation to Chad Allen, maybe? I don't know if this is going to vanish right here. See this, like, circle?
Yeah.
This is what they used to use for editing. So you would get these little burn marks, and that's where you would know to cut and make the edit. Yeah, you see that? It's like a burn that they burn into the film. So we open up with a bunch of hooligans, I guess.
Yeah, they really are just hooligans. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, this takes place, as I learned, early 1900s in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Which to me, this feels very like
1800s. Yeah, this feels like 1870s, 1880s.
Yeah, like I would not have guessed early 1900s.
There's not one, there's no shred of evidence that the Industrial Revolution is even happening, right?
No, totally nothing. Not. And I get that they'd be a little bit more isolated or whatever, but still it seems a little...
Right, you would have something, like, whether it be, like, at the mercantile or, like, a radio. Well, I guess they wouldn't have a radio. What would they have that so early? A car, maybe. I don't know. There's no roads. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, sorry. I'm listening. I just realized that my laptop's not plugged in, and I'm like, I don't even know where the charger is.
No, look.
I didn't even realize it till like the thing came on that was like, your battery's low, and I was like, yeah, exactly.
So I'll play the clip.
You sure you want to go through with it, kid?
Yeah.
Hank comes from a family of killers. He's a friend of Belle Starr, you know.
I ain't afraid of him.
He's a friend of Belle Starr, you know. Hank.
Choose your gun.
Okay, so that's why it's Shadows of Belle Starr, because they're friends. Okay, I mean, I guess But I mean, like, I guess I kind of missed that before when I was watching it.
Yeah.
But.
There's one bullet in each.
You know who this guy reminds me of, right?
Better go after your dog, Brian, before some cat swallows him up.
I think that too. I was like, this is like Kyle.
Like later. Well, all right, so he's going to make them draw, right? And there's blanks in Michael Landon's gun. I mean, it's a funny prank, right?
Yeah.
So this was the part where I thought like he really sounded like Kyle. They're like, look, you know, you did great. You're in the gang. You just have to pull off a heist of some sort.
Look at his face. You ain't dead. Kid, them was blinds.
Blanks? You make a fool out of me.
Hey, take it easy, kid. You only want to see if you had the guts to go through with it.
Better go after your dog, Brian, before some cat swallows him up.
Right here, he gets like really, really kind of New York City sounding.
Ain't nothing to get sore about, kid. You did fine.
I did?
Yeah. Now all you gotta do is pull a job with us and you're in.
Oh, it's the other guy. You gotta pull a job. You know anything about frying dough?
What kind of a job?
I was starting on something easy, like holding up a store.
Better go after your dog, Brian, before some cat swallows him up.
So we get into the mercantile. We see the doc kind of come in and check and give his medicinal advice to the mercantile owner.
Doc, I cut my finger yesterday.
In the notes, I was calling Mr. Bray because I was just like,
I was wondering if that was his name. I'm like, maybe I missed that.
No, I think his name is Asa, which is funny because that one doctor in Little House is named Asa T. Logan, who replaced Doc Baker. But
yeah, what kind anyway. Of name is that? Asa.
Asa. I don't know.
Oh. All right. Asa.
Here, one of you wouldn't mind taking a look at it.
Did you put some iodine on it?
I sure did. Like to burn the doggone thing off.
I sure
all
did.
Right, now, put some more iodine on it and keep this old dirty bandage off of it. Let the air get to it.
That was always the advice when I was a kid with a cut. Let the air get to it. Now it's like you want it to be like sealed.
Fine, thanks, Doc. How much do we?
One cookie.
The doctor.
One cookie.
One cookie. You know. The doctor reminds me a lot, at least in this scene, of Kevin Costner.
Okay.
Right? A little bit, right?
Help yourself.
He checks on this mangy old dog.
Hey there now. Shame on you, Prince. Now you be quiet there. What's the matter?
What's the matter?
He ain't been feeling so good here lately.
Might be a little touch of distemper.
Oh.
He's not better by morning,
Brain.
But he goes to give the cookie to the dog. I mean, I'm hoping it's no chocolate in it.
Come over and we'll have a look at him.
Sure will, Doc. Thanks.
These chocolate chips will make him feel better. Trying to kill my dog. Let's see. So, yeah, we... Sorry, I'm looking for something, too.
Good night, Doc.
Good night.
So here, listen to what he calls him here. You tell me if it sounds like he's calling him, I think it's either Jim or Jack.
Jim.
Jack.
I want to talk to you.
Jack.
What about?
You
So this, did you watch this at all, this part of the dialogue?
No, actually, right. I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Because you sent it, and then I was like, I need to watch it.
I'm going
to
play it, just because it's actually probably the best part of the entire episode. I think it's the best acting of the whole episode.
Jim. I want to talk to you.
What about?
Your sister tells me you've been running around with Hank and that other bunch of boys.
Paula's got to have something to complain about.
It hasn't been easy for her, Jim. Since your folks passed away, she's had to be a mother and father both to you.
It's time she quit trying so hard.
He's like,
whatever.
That's what I told her.
What?
When I was 16 years old, I tried to be the toughest kid in town. I figured it was the only way I could make people know I'd grown up and amounted to something.
What are you driving at?
I was lucky. Before I got into serious trouble, I found that if a man really knows he's a man, he don't have to keep proving it.
Thanks for the words of wisdom, Doc.
He whispers in his ears, like,
"What's it like to walk on water, Michaela?"
That actually totally sounded like something that I could see Michael Landon saying in a different role, though. Like,
totally.
Once you prove that you're a man, you don't have to keep proving it. Like, mm-hmm. That really seems like I could, you know, like Pa or something.
Yeah.
Would say that.
I think so.
And also that little bit of dialogue actually explained a lot, because at the end,
right?
Yeah, because like it was just so weird that it was not on the YouTube one that we were watching. Because then at the end, when they totally are referencing that conversation,
it's amazing, right? It's the weirdest thing of all time. In this,
it also. I was gonna say. Wait, what was I gonna say? No, I lost my train of thought. Oh, it explains why the situation, like, with him and his sister, because I was like, it's kind of weird that, like, what is the situation?
Right. Here? And it's like, who is this woman?
Yeah.
Ain't going chicken, are you?
No.
Calls him chicken. No. Wait, listen to it. It's like, you ain't going chicken, are you? No.
No. You ain't going chicken, are you?
No.
Let's go.
You kind of sound like you are.
He's like a real chicken.
You sound like a little bitch.
Exactly. This is terrible.
So they go in and they hold up the store, and things just kind of get out of control, and they end up shooting Mr. Bray. Poor Mr. Bray. And the dog's going off.
He's hurt bad. Why'd you do it? Where are you going?
To get Doc Baxter.
Don't be a fool. The whole town will be here in a minute.
And he goes to run out. He's like,
I don't need you, and I don't want you here.
What's actually pretty funny too is they're doing this robbery just with their handkerchiefs over their mouths.
Right.
It's like, this is basically like what everyone looked like during COVID.
Exactly.
And they're like, oh, we can get away with a crime like this.
Yeah. Well, this is why on Long Island in Nassau County, they passed a law where you're not allowed to wear masks anymore.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's a controversial thing, but people are basically going to stores and, like, you know, robbing, you know, not like robbing like this, but like shoplifting and stuff. And people weren't able to identify them. So you'll go into stores now and it's like, got to take off your mask. It's like,
interesting.
It is 2020. It's almost 2025. So it's time to.
People like driving around in their car wearing it.
Yeah, that's always really amusing to me. And I see people I still see people wearing masks all the time.
Yeah, I see it here and there.
And I think, you know what? Good for them. Good for them.
Yeah.
Come on. I thought they were going to shoot the dog.
Oh, yeah, because they was just sitting there like, bark, 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 bark.
And they leave this poor guy, like, just on the ground.
Now get home and act like you've been there all evening.
Doc Baxter saw me in town.
Okay. But if anyone asks you about the holdup, you didn't see anything. Without a witness, they can't prove we did it.
I won't say anything.
You better not, if you want your sister to stay healthy.
What's Paula got to do with this?
Nothing. If you keep your mouth shut.
First you shoot an old man, now you're threatening women.
Now wait a minute.
All right. I'll keep my mouth shut because I have to. But from now on, keep away from me.
I mean, like, so that was kind of bad acting.
Yeah, it's kind of tough.
Like, where he kind of, like, walks away and then stops and, like, looks at them again and walks away.
The doc comes in.
Anything you can do?
I don't think so.
Hey. Yeah, that really gets a vote of confidence.
It's just the most ridiculous thing.
And it's like, he doesn't even try, and he, like, doesn't even really look at the guy.
No. When he got shot, this is what he sounded like. He's like...
Asa, can you hear me? What happened?
Three youngsters held me up.
Youngsters?
Sure. I mean, if you can get out this much, you might be able to survive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
recognize any of them?
He's not even putting pressure on the wound or anything.
Well, so when they first came in, and before the Mr. Bray, as we call him, spoke, I thought that he had died, because then when the doctor was like, oh, I don't think there's anything I can do, I was mm-hmm. like, oh, he's dead. But then he started talking.
Yeah, it's a very strange thing.
Warm mask. Prince bit one of them.
What's that?
My letter is T.
Yeah.
My sound is T.
Those were his final words. I actually didn't understand what he was saying.
Yeah, after like the three young guys, it kind of all was downhill.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, I'll take the dog. It's a purebred. So let's see, the doc comes by, and I think you were right about this. There seems to be some type of spark between the sister and Doc.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't mentioned seeing Jim before the holdup, because if the boy wasn't involved, I didn't want to make trouble for him.
Dale, it's you. Come in.
What? Jim here?
What's wrong?
Now, this set does look a lot more modern to me.
Yeah. I was thinking that even like the external part of the house, I thought it looked like it was pretty modern.
Cottage store was held up.
Held up to what?
I knew this would happen.
We don't know Jim was mixed up in it, Paula. I just...
Then why do you want him?
Well, I talked to him just a short while before, and I thought he might have seen someone.
So I just have to say that her hairstyle, while I know it's just like up in a bun, is done in such an unflattering way, because it just looks like she has like a weird short haircut.
Yeah, it really does look like a short haircut. Now, if this was a modern thing, she'd go in there and the kid would have like all GameStop like bags and stuff like that that he stole.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like six pairs of headphones and stuff like that.
Jim, come out here.
I was just going to bed.
That is like the best.
He's so like grumpy. It's like, what the hell's going on in there?
Never mind. I want to talk to you.
All right. What's the matter now?
What's the matter now? What's he wearing?
It's like this really awesome nightgown.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Did we miss the part with the Hank gang? No, right? With them talking about the gang of Hanks? They didn't bring it up, did they?
No, that's in the next scene, I think.
The Gang of Hanks. We need, like, a song for that.
Oh, hi, Doc.
Oh, Jim.
Got it.
Oh, hi, Doc. What was that? It was, like, 5 seconds of complete silence.
Door was held up.
So what's that got to do with me?
Mr. Goddard was killed.
Better go
after your dog, Brian. It happened right after I talked to you, and... What's the matter with your leg?
It's nothing. I caught on with some barbed wire.
Maybe I better...
All right, so where were you where you got caught on barbed wire?
Yeah.
Right? It's...
Better have a look at it.
Why should you? It's nothing.
Ace's dog bit one of the boys.
A And you want to check my leg and see if it was me, is that it?
Yes.
If it's just a scratch, you don't have anything to worry about.
Sure. Check all you want to.
Sit down.
Right, this is the worst. Just like, I'm going to run into the night with my nightgown on.
Yeah.
That's the second time he punched somebody, by the way, in this episode.
The punching has long been a characteristic of Michael Landon's roles, apparently.
Mm-hmm. And look, I mean, if you look, he looks like he has a bandage on his leg. I mean, they really went all out on this show.
His legs look really skinny.
Yeah, he's like chicken legs.
I mean,
him up. Look at this.
Like, look at
he's gonna suplex him. It's like turning into a wrestling move. He's gonna smash him onto the table.
Like, look at his legs and how thin they are, though. Like, his legs are not always that thin, right?
No.
I mean, Paul does not have legs this size.
No, he got the Thighmaster. Is this a bed warmer here? Is this one of those things? Do you know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. I can't tell if it is or if it's just like a
ham or something. The picture quality is just so good. He's like, I've been defeated. Like, he just gives up.
Now get in there and put your clothes on. We're going to the sheriff. Come on.
Out the window. So, all right, they head over. He basically confesses that he was a part of it, but he didn't pull the trigger. And I don't know. The whole thing just seems kind of like, let's figure a way for you to get out of this. I mean, he's guilty, right? I mean, he's a part of this. He was covering it up.
Right, right. By the way, I think maybe we did miss the gang of Hanks.
No,
part.
I think it's coming up.
Okay.
He's in jail and his buddy comes. I remember the old days where your buddy could just throw you a gun when you're in jail.
I'm looking through you.
Do I have that?
I'll look. Tonight there'll be a horse for you over by the shed. After you break out, wait for us at Smuggler's Cave.
I don't have that, but his response after hearing the whispering would be like,
what about the money? Yes, you lady. Bring it in the morning. I'm just as anxious for you to get out of the country as you are.
I didn't think you were doing it as a personal favor.
May I quote you on that?
Or,
yes, you lady.
I have to make that louder. For some reason, it's like low.
He'll break down eventually. They always do when they realize we mean business. See you, Doc.
The sheriff.
Bye.
Bye. I'm going to go back to just sitting and staring at the guy in the cage. So here they are. I think this is where they bring up the Gang of Hanks. Well,
this
they are.
This is the vaccine.
Yeah, it's kind of
the
important.
The vaccine is late.
Be you home?
No, thanks.
Oh, Doc. I was over the telegraph office a while ago. They gave me this for you. Almost forgot. Thanks.
You mean they handed you, like, a telegraph? That's a violation.
Did he take it off?
That's a violation of paragraph 13 of the oath. I think maybe somebody needs a refresher. How amazing would it be if, like, it was just Horace?
Yeah.
It's just the way he's looking at it. You know, it's just kind of, I don't know, it's so weird.
My letter is T.
The matter?
Some back.
What?
Something the matter?
My letter is T. My sound is T.
Ta.
Oh my God.
Ta. Ka. Cat. My letter is T.
The vaccine I ordered won't be in Elk until tomorrow noon.
Is that bad?
I don't know. Paul, I want to tell you something. I don't want to alarm you, but I've been keeping the dog that bit Jim under observation.
Why?
For rabies. You see, when...
He's rabies and...
He has leukemia.
Phobia?
Well, there's always that possibility with a dog bite, but I've taken every precaution I can by keeping him confined.
Well, how could he have rabies?
There hasn't been a mad dog in town.
A dog is
I kind of had the same question, actually, because they said the dog was feeling, like, a little under the weather. And then he was like, yeah, and then all of a sudden it's, like, rabies? Like, I don't know. I don't really understand where the rabies came from.
Yeah, I think the dog might just have a stomachache from the chocolate cookie that the doc gave him.
Only carrier of the disease. Prince could have been bitten by a squirrel or a coyote.
Well, then why didn't you give Jim the vaccine right away?
I don't know, the dog is mad, and even if I'd had the vaccine, I wouldn't have used it.
All right, you seem very defensive, Doc. let's see. I mean, essentially, Paula's worried about her brother, of course. They go to check on the dog. And he is like, if you look closely, he does have, like, shaving cream in his mouth or whipped cream.
Here, Prince.
Prince! It's King!
Yeah.
You know, they put, it's
that
probably whipped cream, right?
Really, really fake looking.
Mad dog hat!
Get out of here, Paula. Look out.
No, I don't know. Why doesn't this guy carry a gun?
That is pretty weird.
Right? I think it's, it might have something to do with his past because he was so bad.
Oh, actually, this reminds me that when I was looking up this show, it had two alternate titles, and one of the alternate titles was actually Unarmed.
Oh, that's interesting.
So maybe that's kind of like a thing that he has. Like, he's just like never has a gun. And I guess maybe it does relate to his past or whatever.
You think he always has a broom in his hand instead?
Yeah.
Shoot.
I thought the scene was hilarious. He's not really even looking like he's hitting the dog. He's just sort of gently waving the broom.
Like, I think if you did this with your dogs, they would react the same way.
They'd probably feel like it was a game.
Yeah.
No, right. They'd be like, we're playing a game.
I hate that broom. He's like having fun, like, you know, all of a sudden. I mean, the dog's having fun. Just putting
at least he got to die doing what he loved.
Oh my god. I'm not digging a hole. That's what I would say. Let's see.
Is this the gang of Hanks?
Yeah, I'm really even in the notes I wrote about the game of Hanks, how it was so funny. I'm like looking through the notes and I'm like,
yeah, because I remember seeing
it. Oh yeah, it was at 7 minutes. They mention it.
Oh, we totally missed it.
We should
totally hit it again, but I get first dibs on it.
To me come on, puts me nearly dead with love.
All right, when he's dying and he's like,
anything you can do?
I don't think so.
Asa, can you hear me? What happened?
All right, can't listen to this. My letter's T.
Prince, best one of them. The bestest.
To one, that gang of Hanks did this.
Whatever. I ain't taking no chances. Wouldn't be surprised.
That Hank's no good.
Whatever.
Hank's no good.
Father a murdering half-breed, his mother even worse. Wish he'd stayed in Arkansas.
Friends.
So, all right, so they're saying his father was a half-breed. So do you think he was half-Indian?
That's what I interpreted from that, yeah.
The bell start.
Prince bit one of the robbers. In the morning, I'll round.
Yeah, bit the crap out of him. Tasted better than that cookie. Speaking of that cookie, Doc, get me another one.
Can we play broom?
Want to play broom? Wait, you want to play broom? It's my favorite game. It's the only thing that calms me down. Wait. I have an idea here.
well timed.
That was, yeah, like I knew that it wasn't gonna like. I knew
yeah,
that
I saw that. I saw that you sped it back up. It worked out really well, though.
Speed it up! You gotta get it. Yeah, that was crazy. All right, we had to put that in there somewhere. You know what I listened to some of today. I meant to send it to you, but it was kind of depressing, so I didn't know if I wanted to send it. But so you know who Howard Stern is, right? Of course, right?
Yes.
So mm-hmm. he's been on the radio like for years, and mm-hmm. he was on the radio the day after John Lennon was assassinated. So and somebody recorded it. Oh. So yeah, it's like from 1981, and it's like a 40-minute thing, and him just going on, and I'm just distraught. You know, it's like really an interesting thing and just saying like, you know, it's one of the worst days. And it's just a really, really interesting little time capsule. But oh, I only listened to the first few minutes. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to send this to Kelly. And I'm like, it's kind of depressing to send to somebody.
Yeah,
on a
I mean,
Friday.
It does kind of sound depressing, but also kind of.
It's a good thing to listen to when you're kind of in the mood too.
Right.
But yeah, it's just I just thought of that because of the happiness is a warm gun.
Yes, lady.
R.I.P. Do I have yes, lady up? I have a million other things up, but I don't have yes.
Yes, lady.
All right, so they killed the dog. They realized that Jim, I think it is Jim or Jack, Jimmy Jack, he needs a vaccine because he likely has rabies. And he's hiding in this cool cave, which mm-hmm. if this cave existed when I was a kid, I'd be hanging out in this cave.
But this is kind of another like Dr. Quinnism too, right? Though, hiding yeah. in caves. Like it's just weird. There are so many things in this show that just made me think of Dr. Quinn.
They track him down. There's a lot of yelling.
Oh, also the posse too. Track him down with the posse, which also happens to Dr. Quinn mm-hmm. regularly.
And just the overall look, I really think it does have like kind of a Dr. Quinn feel to it.
It actually kind of made me realize, and obviously, like I know that Dr. Quinn is like a Western, like it's classified as a Western.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of made me realize like how many of the like Western elements the show kind of retained. You know what I mean?
I have to also say that I've never been a fan of Westerns, right?
But yeah,
this is kind of opening my eyes up to it a little bit. I think Bonanza really kind of got me a little bit into the idea. But this is like serial type of mm-hmm. stuff. And yeah, I don't know. I think I'm going to venture into it. I remember back in the old days when I was in school, I took an appreciation. I took this course about silent films, and part of it was about the silent era with Westerns. So mm-hmm. I was thinking about revisiting some of those.
Hmm.
I remember hating them though. hating them so much.
Listen to me.
All right. So you got to really appreciate the echo that they're using, which is essentially, it's essentially this.
Yeah.
Bill Baxter, that dog that bet you had rabies. I've got to get you to Elkton for treatment.
You can think of a better story than that.
I'm telling the truth. Every minute counts.
You're lying, I don't believe you.
Jim, you have rabies. Once symptoms develop, you'll die in agony and no one can help you.
I don't believe you.
He's like, whatever.
You'll never convince him.
Whether you believe the doc or not, you'd better come out. You're cornered.
I'd rather die than spend the rest of my life in jail.
He comes running out. He's like,
I don't need you, and I don't want you here.
He has that same sound to his voice in this scene, actually.
He does. This is the only time he sounded like Michael Landon to me.
Mm-hmm.
Come on after me.
This right here.
Yeah, that's so Michael Landon right there.
Stubborn fool. Come on, Sam, let's get him.
Wait a minute. If we rush in there, somebody's going to get hurt. I'll go in alone.
Well, that's suicide.
That boy's not a killer.
Jim, I'm coming in to talk to you.
Talk to you.
Exactly. And he's like firing at the doc, some warning shots. Doc finally goes in. He's like, hey, it's cool. Look, I have Hostess cupcake. Take it. You know. I was just watching Seinfeld. It's like people should always carry in their pockets like the coffee cakes.
Yeah, the Drake's coffee cake.
The big boys.
out of his mouth and beating his head against the ground? Well, it affects humans the same way. You don't want to die like that, Jim.
I was going to play that. The symptoms sound horrible. It just sounds terrible.
That gun down.
Not a chance. Don't make me do it, Doc. Please don't make me do it.
What I told you about the dog, Jim, is true. Did you ever see a dog die of rabies? With foam coming out of his mouth and beating his head against the ground? Well, it affects humans the same way. You don't want to die like that, Jim. Frothing at the mouth and beating your head against these rocks out here with nobody to help you. That's not the way.
Can we maybe not use rocks?
That was such an odd scene, the way that he was just walking towards the camera.
Yeah,
like,
so weird.
Going on this little monologue about rabies.
Yeah, it's very odd. Come on, boy. He's talking to him like he's a
dog. He's talking like he is a dog, yeah.
The best thing in the world would be if he came in with a broom.
I don't know. Like, do you want to play broom?
Would it play broom? Broom boy? Broom boy? I like it. All right, so the gang of Hank show up. And
Hank!
This is their theme music. Gang of Hanks basically come and take over. They basically steal him away. And they're like, we'll get you help if you need it. Let's see. There's a lot of shooting and a lot of stuff like this type of stuff.
I know too about the rabies vaccine. I think you put in the notes that it was invented in 1885.
Yeah.
So I guess it's still kind of a newish thing here. But the timing is kind of interesting with 1885 because, of course, in Dr. Quinn, once again, with the rabies, so many Dr. Quinn things on here. There is no vaccine, but 1885, like post-dates when Dr. Quinn, you know, took place. So it is accurate that she would not have had the vaccine, although pretty close, like for like maybe like a decade before the vaccine would have been available.
But I wonder though how long it took for it to become widespread enough where you can actually get it sent to you.
Well, there's that. Dr. Quinn, of course, did seem to always sort of be like pretty up to date, you know, with new stuff in the medical community and
of course
everything like that, almost to an unbelievable degree sometimes.
Yeah. She did plastic surgery in 1869 or whatever. She did brain surgery, remember? Remember she relieved the swelling on brain's head. Brain's head. So let's see, they pull him over.
It's true, Hank, honest. You fool.
Oh, wait, here we go. Basically, he gets horse jacked. I'd be mad at the horse. Like, why are you stopping?
All right, climb down.
Want to play broom?
Be funny if he pushes a broom, pushes the guy off the horse.
Over.
I suppose they didn't have, like, seatbelts or something on a horse. I feel like I'd fall off.
I gotta get to Elton.
You're getting out of the country.
Look, the dog that bit me had rabies.
The dog. That's his New York accent,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There. That's, like, the only evidence that he lived in New York right there. Listen to that. The dog.
All right, climb down, Doc. We're taking over.
I gotta get to Elton.
You're getting out of the country.
Look, the dog that bit me had rabies.
The dog.
You can't hide that Forest Hills accent from me.
The dog?
The dog.
Doc's taking me for treatment.
Who are you kidding?
It's true, Hank, honest.
You fool, you told him my name.
I knew it anyway.
Get down.
You're like, you knew who I was, even though I have a handkerchief on my chin?
Yeah, you're...
Amazing.
I ain't taking no chances.
And you'll get out of here.
Look, Hank, I gotta have that vaccine.
If there's anything wrong with you, we'll take you to the doctor in Elton to get you fixed up. Sorry, Baxter, but you could identify me if I let you go.
No!
Don't be a fool. It's the only way you'll ever be in the clear.
Better go after
Calm down,
dog,
Mr. Butts.
Before some cat swallows him up.
Calm down, buddy boy.
I'd rather go to jail.
Well, I wouldn't.
So he goes for the gun. And the sheriff shows up and breaks everything up.
Hold it! Get it!
Hank Butts, huh?
What about the others?
Hank Butts. Any relation to Seymour Butts? I mean, what's to stop these guys from doing anything else? Like, they just gave up.
The deputy's got him. This is quite a haul.
Unbelievable.
Were these two mixed up in the killing?
Hank did the shooting.
Mr. Butts did the shooting.
This butthead.
Trouble if you'd have said that in the first
this
place.
I know, Sheriff.
Come on, Jim. We've got to get to Elkin.
All right, you two. Let's go.
All right, so they're giving him the treatment.
Then I got to stay in trial.
Oh, all right. So it's been 3 days.
Wait. I know, Sheriff.
Come on, Jim. We've got to get to Elkin.
All right, you two. Let's go.
Let's go.
The pain will go away in a minute.
It's been 3 days. How much longer?
At least 15.
15 more.
Then I'm going to stand trial.
The sheriff thinks you'll get off with a light sentence.
Don't matter.
So I think this scene must have been where he got his love of being shirtless.
Totally. I mean, I see a nipple there.
Yeah.
I can take anything they throw at me. I can even take having a sister that treats me like a 10-year-old idiot.
She won't.
My letter is T.
Not anymore.
For rabies.
You know, it's funny. Here I am in jail, in a peck of trouble.
This accent, what is this accent?
I feel great. I guess it's because I know everything's going to turn out all right.
Everything's going to turn out all right.
And where are they again? Like
Arizona.
Right. Well, I mean, it's kind of strange.
Sounds like you're growing up.
Doc, I want to thank you for...
Bring me some sausage and peppers.
You like mozzarella? Mozzarella, roasted peppers, olive oils.
Well, helping me to grow up. Don't you remember?
Oh, Chianti.
You said a man that knows he's a man don't have to keep on trying to prove it.
I said it, Jim. But that's something every man has to learn for himself. You did it the hard way.
I'm dying for a halfway decent piece of bread. All the guys want
to play broom.
Want to play broom. It is the strangest thing in this whole episode is the broom thing, right? I'm going to go back to it.
I would love if, as he's walking out, you just see him like pick up a broom as he's leaving.
Broom. So the music really reminds me of something. I can't really put my finger on it, though.
At the trial held a month later, Hank Butts and Leo Wild were sentenced to 10 years to life in the state prison.
Wild Butts.
Jim Mason, because of his cooperation, received a 6-month sentence and then was paroled to the custody of his sister. Jim had learned that a man who knows he's a man doesn't have to keep proving it.
Look at Killian's, whatever that is. So I want to go back to the broom thing. I'll play broom.
Yeah, the broom thing is so weird.
I like it.
I like it.
What's a good song to play over that?
I Dig Love. That would be really weird.
Yeah.
Do you not have it?
No, I do have it. I'm sorry.
Oh,
way he was running with the broom there is super hilarious.
I've never killed anything before.
The disease would have killed him anyway. He saved him from a more painful death.
What about you?
You got to get
so
into
the broom thing.
When he
the
runs.
Way that he, yeah, when he is running, it's just so ridiculous.
What is it called in the Olympics? Curling. That's what he looks like he's doing.
Yeah. He invented curling in Arizona in the early 1900s. Oh, I know. The obvious thing that should have been played over that is Ass Blaster.
Over the whole thing?
Over the broom? over them playing broom.
And what's his name? Prince? Prince loves broom.
Yeah. Prince is big into broom.
Yeah, one of his favorite things is to play broom.
That actually worked out a little bit better than I expected.
Sure did. All right. We have to...
They are, George.
Well, that brings us to the end of our Michael Landon fest.
It's like for the next like 2 hours, we're just playing broom with different songs over it.
Here he is. This is a good shot of him. Of his crazy ear, which is totally fine. Nice. I don't understand why he had such a big issue with his ears.
Yeah. But so it's pretty interesting to see him in a role that was, you know, right before Bonanza, before he got famous.
Well, I think
really
it was,
right before Bonanza. So it's actually kind of amazing.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But he'd already done a bunch of stuff. So like, I say we keep venturing into Michael Landon's career. See what it's all about.
It's what Landon Nation is all about.
Yeah, it's all about Michael Lando. Joe Landon.
But anyway, I thought I enjoyed seeing this episode with him and kind of seeing him in something, you know, that's not like the big three, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting. I mean, like the show itself, I think it's kind of like a little bit low quality, kind of like we were talking about. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that I really want to sit here and just like watch the whole season of the show. But no, I mean, I like watching this episode with Michael Landon. So
yeah, I don't really care for the Doctor so much. So, you know, there's that issue.
Yeah, the Doctor was weird.
Kind of
like,
boring.
Broom thing aside,
the broom thing.
Doctor was, he was kind of boring. I thought he was kind of dull.
Right.
He was very like mono all the time. I don't know. It was just kind of strange.
Yeah.
Like, he had no personality.
Mm-hmm. I think that's supposed to be his character. It's supposed to be like that in a weird way.
Yeah.
He came off more of like a sheriff than a doctor, I thought.
Yeah.
But Will Kelly, thank you so much for doing this. People should head on over to Landon Nation. If you like Michael Landon, you like Little House in particular, even though it's expanding, you should also check out PrairieReview.com.
Whoop, whoop.
Newly, freshly launched.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all types
finally.
Of stuff there. Yeah, finally a year.
We talked about it. Well, I mean, like we were... It's been in the works for a long time, I guess. But
you know how many domains I've bought in the past year? I have so many domains, and it's like I have these ideas, and it's like you just there's not enough time in the day.
Domain king.
But yeah, I just need that bulk of like a good 6 hour chunk of time to get any of my ideas started. But luckily, this is an idea that is your idea, so it's really just me helping you get situated.
Yeah. So it's all. Moved over to its site now and posting new stuff regularly. And it's mostly Little House stuff because that's what started with the Prairie Review. But I have had some ideas for some other things. So there's a couple of Highway to Heaven things.
Nice.
Yeah, and like some other stuff too. So I might just have maybe like an other section on there. So just when I feel inspired to write something for a different show or
you can always have like a section under Landon Nation if you wanted to. Add it in. But Kelly, thank you so much, and I look forward to whatever we're going to review next.
As do I.
Yeah, people should definitely people should go over to Facebook though and look up Landon Nation.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Stand the line.